Steve Gruber, I am America's voice. I'm an anti-communist. It's the way I was trained and brought up. I had good parents, you see. They taught me the truth. They taught me history. They taught me that socialists were the worst people of the last century. They were right, so I fight for America every single day. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Chris Wallace is liked even less on CNN than he was on Fox. His brand new program bombs. I mean, absolutely bombs. Frankly, nobody cares about him at all. Number two, another act of Democrat domestic terror, maybe, as an 83-year-old Michigan woman is shot while campaigning against a radical abortion initiative that is going to appear on the November ballot. We'll get the latest on that. And number three, Hurricane Ian, on its way to the Florida Gulf Coast. It's been called the storm of the century and a once-in-a-lifetime storm, but it seems that's way over the top. What this is a hurricane and a major storm. It's now a Category 4. Sustained winds hitting at close to 140 miles per hour. But storm of the century? No. This is the kind of hysteria that is routinely vomited out by those who worship at the altar of the Green New Deal and pray to the cult of climate change. Is climate change real? Yes. Of course it is. It has been my entire life and yours. It's been true since the last ice age peaked and we began to enter what is called an interglacial period. That began about 11,700 years ago. And the Green New Dealers will proclaim that Ian is proof that climate change is killing us. But of course, it's not proof of anything like that. It's just proof that hurricanes exist, as they have for millennia. In fact, just in the past century, there have been numerous storms of much greater intensity and magnitude and devastation. There have also been periods of far greater frequency, too, like the 1930s and the 1950s. There's not been a Class 5 storm to hit America like Camille in 1969. Well, since Camille in 1969. That really is probably the most powerful and most destructive Florida hurricane of the past 100 years. Camille is the hurricane of the century, not Ian. But to the uneducated, they just accept whatever the headlines say and take it as climate change gospel, kneel at the altar. The deadliest hurricane in American history, do you know? It's the one that hit Galveston, Texas, all the way back in the year 1900. It's estimated that 8,000 people died, but it could have been as high as 12,000. Now, why do I, and think about this, Texas didn't have many people back then. Right? Not like they do today. Same with Florida. Now, why do I tell you all of this? Because nobody on the nightly news or in the major newspapers or the popular social media sites cares to tell you any of this. Most likely because they don't know about these storms, or if they do, they just don't care. It's not nearly as sexy as screaming storm of the century every time there's a big hurricane or anything else. In fact, the reckless corporate media declares every natural disaster anymore a once-in-a-500-year event, a once-in-a-1,000-year event. It's always, always, always the most dramatic thing that has ever happened ever anywhere. The worst wildfires ever, unprecedented. The worst drought in history. There's never been anything like it. The greatest floods of all time, the most destructive heat wave, and so on and so forth. You know, hysteria fatigue. I think I've got it. I think I've got hysteria fatigue because I cannot take it anymore. It's unprecedented. Death to everybody. Anyhow, and just about every time with a computer in 5 minutes, I can prove all of those things are completely bogus. But then why do they keep pushing these kinds of narratives over and over again? Well, that's simple. They're all grooming us. Yes, grooming us. It isn't just for pedophiles anymore. It's for the public consuming this intellectual poison on a daily basis, making people stupid. If the narrative continues to be, we're destroying the planet, you must give up eating meat, you must give up driving cars or using your air conditioner or living freely, as people in the Western world have done for more than a couple centuries, that is, live freely, if that is the headline, it makes it so much easier for them to demand you give up all of those things to save the world. You see, who wants to be responsible for destroying the planet? I don't. Nobody does. So who wouldn't give up a hamburger if it means the world will be a better place? But none of that's actually true. That's the problem. I've been told since I was in elementary school that Americans eat too much. build too much, use too much, are too powerful and have far too much control over the world's resources. You see, America is only 5% of the world's population. And they will tell you over and over again, and yet America uses more than 25% of the world's natural resources. If that's somehow bad, it's not, just so you know, it's not bad. America, following Adam Smith's model of free market capitalism, has created more wealth and more value from the resources we've harnessed than any nation in history of the in the history of the world. And we have created more freedom. More freedom as a result. And the world is a far better place because of it. America, you and I have given the world better communications, better transportation, better medication, all of these things, better than any other society in world history. Today, we live longer, healthier, more productive lives than at any time in world history. And that is still true if you subtract the poor souls that have been poisoned by fentanyl, manufactured in China and sourced through Mexico, that has artificially lowered life expectancy in this country over the last couple of years. If you don't do intravenous drugs or eat fentanyl, you're likely to live a long time and feel pretty damn good doing it. So no, Ian is not the storm of the century. The wildfires out west were not the worst ever. The drought in California is just, well, it's a drought. Are all of these things tough to deal with? Are they dangerous and do people die? Yes. Does property get destroyed? Is the world altered as a result? Yes. But that's always been the case. Always. In 1960, Florida was a small state, only had about 5 million people. It's exploded to more than 22 million today. Over that same period of time, California has more than doubled from 15.8 million to almost 40 million now. So when big natural events occur, there is no way to avoid the impact from hitting many multiples of people and property as it did before, say, in 1960. When you concentrate people and their wealth in places it has never been before, you will certainly have more devastating outcomes. Not because storms are worse or because you drove to work this week, but because there's a lot more in harm's way every single time one of these big storms comes rolling in. And guess what? If the socialists fail in destroying the freedom that is America, and people are still able to pursue their individual hopes and dreams in the nation in 10 years and 20 years, guess what? Those storms will do even more personal and financial damage because there will be even more people with more concentrated wealth in a lot more places. Math is a funny thing. And it's something you need to understand so that you don't fall for that false flag of climate change, the most magical invention ever by the socialists. Because under its banner, they can explain everything and blame you for all of it, while snatching your freedom in the name of saving the planet. At this point, it seems they will say anything. Certainly. Because they want your freedom. Ian, is your fault. If you would just vote Democrat, which, by the way, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota actually said, if you vote Democrat, hurricanes like Ian wouldn't even happen. I can't make this stuff up. We're going to get into all of that. Plus, brand new comments from Governor Ron DeSantis about the hurricane coming in just a moment here. So let's start with taking a break here. Go to SteveGruber.com to find out more. SteveGruber.com. Fight for freedom, my friends. Fight for freedom. God bless America. To hell with climate change. We'll be just fine. And I'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's bluebirdcfw.com.